This is KAYT-FM. 881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. Now, God, I ask that you would have thine own way. God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let this word go out like fire. Let it go out with power, oh God. Let it touch someone on this morning, God. Let change take place, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor, which is due your precious name. Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bible, could you turn it to the book of Ezra, the 3rd chapter and the 11th verse. That's Ezra 3 and 11. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. And it reads as follows. Then all the people shouted with great joy when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the title of this lesson is, Be Prepared for Opposition. Be prepared for opposition. So we're going to do a recap in Ezra, the 3rd chapter. With the permission of the king of Persia, 50,000 Israelite men came. They had returned to Jerusalem from exile with a leader named Zerubbabel. And they came to rebuild the temple. So after 2 years, they finished the foundation and they had a big celebration. Zerubbabel knew God's favor was on his life. So everything was falling into place. The building supplies, the workers, the king's provisions, and they were about to start the next phase when opposition arose. How many of you know, once one thing is completed and God gets ready for you to go to another assignment, come on here somebody, opposition arose. So in this case, local enemies of Judah didn't want the temple rebuilt, so they stirred up trouble to stop it. People of God, when you start to take steps of faith and you see God's favor, it's amazing how that can stir up other people's jealousy, criticism, gossip, and slander. But God has put greatness in you. He's called you out to stand out, to be a difference maker, to be a world changer, to take your family to a next level, for you to go to a next level, to call the people out of Egypt, to call the people out of darkness into the marvelous light. If you want to be happy, don't take stuff personal. Let stuff go. Let people be people. Focus on you, your mental health, your spiritual health, your well-being, physically and financially. So you see, maybe you're going through an opposition right now. All of a sudden, some people just stop talking to you. But don't trip. God will sometimes cut off an infection to keep it from spreading. My God. Ooh, sometimes God will cut off an infection to keep it from spreading. You see, some people will try to remind you of where you've been. They will remind you of your past. They will even base you on your past. They will never see the growth or see what God has done for you and through you. Basically, they do not even see Christ in your life because they can't get past your past. Some people will even try to remind you of where you've been whenever they are intimidated by where you're going. You have to learn to ignore them. You have to learn to pray for them. You have to learn to give them over to God and keep going, because they can't accept what has been done through you and in you. So they are intimidated. Basically, they miss the old you, but they can't comprehend, I'm no longer that person what I used to be. I've been bought with a price. I am a new creature. What I used to do, I don't do no more. Where I used to go, I don't go no more. The things I used to say, I don't say anymore. I'm a new creature. That means I belong to someone else. I belong to God. My God. You are a new creature in Christ. Don't stop. Don't settle. Don't change your ways to suit them. Be who God has called you to be, because destiny awaits. You see, people of God, God allows people to reject you for three reasons. Either they're not good for you, they're not good to you, or not good for what God is getting ready to do in you or doing in you. They can't accept it. They can't accept the fact that you have paid the price. You have totally surrendered. You are not living this life half-stepping. One Sunday, I am in the Lord, praising God on a Sunday, and living like the enemy Monday through Saturday. They can't accept the new you. Get ready for opposition, my God. But I pray that God removes everyone in your life who secretly gossips about you, puts you down, doesn't want to see you win, and I pray that he will replace them with people who genuinely support you and want to see you happy and blessed. My God. People of God, you are going to have to have thick skin. And you're going to have to determine. You're going to have to make up in your mind. You are not wasting your time on trying to win people. You got to keep your happiness. You got to keep your joy. You just got to learn how to pray for them. And then, most of all, you got to look at the fact that, hey, that is that spirit in them that is attacking me. So, God, I have to go to God in prayer and fasting and ask him, how can I deal with that spirit? Because they don't know better. They don't even know they are being used by the enemy to come up against you. Come on here, somebody. When you are in a season of spiritual elevation, spiritual growth, the enemy is going to come and attack you on all levels. And you will be surprised at the ones who are coming to with the attack. Come on here, somebody. We must learn that I cannot come down to the level you want me at. If it costs me my friendship with you, so be it. But I will not come down. You can come up with me. But if you don't want to, I have to leave you. We are in a season that God is cutting off those who are hindering you. And some of you know the ones that are hindering your spiritual walk, but you don't want to cut them off because they're your buddy. They are your ride or die. Some of them don't want to go to the deeper depths of God. They don't want to know more of God, because the more you want to know more of God, the more you want more of Him, the more it's going to uncover who you are. It's some things that have to come out of you. And some people just don't want to go deeper. But that's okay with them, because that's their choice. But you don't have to settle when the opposition gets too heavy, when the opposition gets too strong, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to stop. When the opposition gets hard, he wants you to stop in your tracks. That's why he will use anybody, even your family members, to get you to stop, because you are a threat to his kingdom. But you have to have thick skin, and you got to make up your mind to stop wasting your time trying to win people over who are not happy when you succeed, who are not happy when you are blessed. People of God, you just have to stay focused on what God has called you to do. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you have called us to be a difference maker, to be a world changer, and to fulfill the purpose that you have for us. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you that our highest potential lies ahead of us, and it is not subject to the approval of other people. God, we will set our face and stay focused on what you have called us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Allow God to prepare you for the opposition, because the opposition is going to come. But will you be prepared to stand? Will you be prepared to do what God has called you to do and not what people want you to do? Oh, my God. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And I ask that you would just go to my website, PatriciaJWilliams.com. There are many books that I have written that will enhance your spiritual walk, and I have just written one called Set Apart, Living a Life Pleasing Unto God. And you can find that on my website and Amazon.com as well. And I also written an anthology, The Love Language of Grief. All can be found on Amazon. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Remember,